Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle. Good morning. It's Double T. It's time for Football Friday with Steph. And Steph,
I know.
Part two, Bears Packers.
I think I'm more nervous this time than I was the first go around.
Yeah, because I think, you know, you win the first one.
Yeah.
And then it's hard to win two.
Absolutely. And then, you know, rival. We got like Parsons out, ACL.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's bad. Like, that makes me nervous. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't have confidence in the defense, but dude, he was a nice little boost for sure.
He had Caleb on the run 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So that's a big miss right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I'm nervous. I'm not as confident. I wasn't confident going into this one either. Or you know what I mean? Like, I'm still kind of like confident, but not confident, I guess, if that makes sense. Like, where it's just like, this is definitely one of those, it's going to be an anything goes type of football game. Both teams are really hungry. Both teams want this. Both are kind of angry, I think, about last time or just in general. So,
right.
The Bears got a little bit more of a chip just because they lost the last go around, but I think it just made the chip that was already there just from past seasons a little bit bigger.
Right. I mean, this is such an important game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's to Could be for the division. And then the loser, now you got to try to get into the wild card.
Yeah.
And that's even tougher, it seems like.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a tough one. It's funny because, you know, I obviously have a bunch of friends that are Bear fans. And they're, I mean, we're just starting to get okay. And they're super confident. Like, this is, you know, no-brainer.
I will say that is a big positive for Bears fans that I've noticed, man. It doesn't matter how crappy your team is. The second there is just like a hint of positivity and moving in the right direction, you folks are all in, man. Your team is going all the way. you're moving, you're shaking.
Make a new shuffle, man.
Yeah. Like, I will say that about Bears fans. It's a positive for you guys. Is no matter how bad it's been, the second little ray of hope happens, you're all in and you're going to the Super Bowl.
No, we're not. And so the one thing I've noticed too is being a Bear fan, a lot more people wearing Bears gear.
I have noticed, there is a lot more Bears gear out and about right now. So it's funny to see people hopping on that bandwagon as opposed to the green and gold that's been happening in the area for several years.
It's funny because my mom said to me the other day, she's like, well, I've been looking for a new Bears shirt, but I haven't been able to find one. I go, well, Mom, they weren't supposed to be any good. And so the stores don't order that much gear. And then they were decent, so people are buying it. So there's not a lot out there for Christmas and stuff.
Which is, it's funny because usually, you can
get like 3 for 1. Yeah. 80% off this jersey from this quarterback that's not going to play here anymore.
Right, exactly. There's always quarterback jerseys in the clearance bin.
So we'll just say this is going to be a good
game.
It's
going to be a good game. It's going to be a hard
prime time, Saturday night.
Yeah.
The weather's going to be winter weather.
It was cold out there in Soldier Field this time.
Right. So, that was, I didn't drink anything all day because I didn't want to go to the bathroom.
I don't blame you. I think it's funny, though, that like a lot of the coldest games in Soldier Field history just happened to be against the Packers.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like I can say I've been to two of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just funny to me that out of, I think, what was it, the top five, two or three of them were against the Packers.
Yeah, it's insane.
I remember that statistic the last time that I was at Soldier Field.
All right. Well, good game this week. Let's hope. And good luck to you.
Good luck to your team, I guess.
It's Football Friday with Steph on Rockford's Zone for Classic Rock, 96.7 The Eagle.